Welcome to the Elon Musk Daily Briefing, your daily update on the latest from Elon Musk and his companies. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod produced by Podcast AI. Want to create your own Magic Pod? Check the link in the show notes. Let's dive in. First up. In a remarkable development, Elon Musk's SpaceX has soared to a staggering valuation of $350 billion. This leap in value comes on the heels of Musk's backing of Donald Trump during the United States election, which has evidently resulted in a significant boost for his ventures. SpaceX, known for its groundbreaking achievements in space exploration and satellite technology, has further solidified its status as the most valuable private startup globally. This valuation surge was propelled by a share buyback program amounting to as much as $1.25 billion, with shares priced at $185 each, according to an internal email seen by Bloomberg. The impact of this valuation is monumental, not only for SpaceX, but also for Musk's other ventures. Tesla shares have seen a remarkable increase of 65%, nearing record highs since the election results were announced on November 5th. This surge in value has also contributed to bolstering Musk's personal wealth, which now stands at around $384 billion. It's a testament to the dynamic interplay between Musk's strategic decisions and the market's response, further cementing his influence in both the tech and financial worlds. Tesla, led by the visionary Elon Musk, is making headlines once again as it reignites its plans to enter the Indian market. According to sources, Tesla has restarted its search for showroom spaces in New Delhi, signaling a potential revival of its ambitions in India after previously putting them on hold. This move comes amidst renewed discussions with DLF, one of India's largest property developers, as Tesla eyes prime locations in both Delhi and Gurugram. The electric vehicle maker is reportedly looking for a customer experience center spanning 3,000 to 5,000 square feet, with additional space required for service and delivery operations. Among the potential sites are DLF's Avenue Mall in southern Delhi and the bustling Cyber Hub complex in Gurugram. This strategic search reflects Tesla's keen interest in establishing a significant presence in the Indian market. Earlier this year, there were plans for Elon Musk to meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, hinting at a possible $2 to $3 billion investment. However, these plans were shelved following a downturn in sales and subsequent staff reductions. Despite the setback, Tesla's renewed efforts indicate a persistent interest in tapping into the growing Indian electric vehicle market, which the government aims to boost to 30% of total car sales by 2030. While Tesla's plans are still in preliminary stages, the outcome of discussions with DLF and other potential partners remains uncertain. The Indian government, however, seems to be making strides to attract major automotive players by considering policy adjustments that could lower import duties on electric vehicles. Such changes could pave the way for Tesla and others to enter the market more competitively. Tesla's interest in India coincides with Elon Musk's Starlink, also contemplating entry into the Indian market, showcasing Musk's multifaceted approach to expanding his technological footprint globally. The intersection of policy, innovation, and market opportunity makes Tesla's potential entry into India a compelling story to watch. Exciting news from Tesla as we're looking ahead to the release of a new model, reportedly called the Model Q, set to launch in 2025. This model is expected to be priced under $30,000, including subsidies, according to Deutsche Bank analysts who attended recent meetings with Tesla's head of investor relations, Travis Axelrod. This announcement comes just weeks after Elon Musk, the imaginative force behind Tesla, hinted at the futility of a $25,000 model, calling it pointless and silly. Yet, the Model Q seems to be Musk's strategic pivot to introduce a more affordable option without compromising the brand's premium allure. The Model Q is anticipated to hit the markets in the first half of 2025. Without the $7,500 federal tax incentive currently in place, the base price would be around $37,499. However, with the incoming Trump administration reportedly planning to end this incentive, it's unclear how this might impact the final pricing strategy. Elon Musk, known for his close advisory role to President-elect Donald Trump, has expressed support for ending the incentive, suggesting it would challenge Tesla's competitors more than Tesla itself. This bold move could reshape the competitive landscape for electric vehicles, reinforcing Tesla's stronghold in the market. Tesla has been teasing the idea of a new affordable model since 2020, aiming to outshine the Model 3. The Model Q is rumored to be a compact crossover, possibly a slimmed-down version of the Model Y, as hinted earlier this year by Reuters. This new model could significantly broaden Tesla's appeal, tapping into a wider consumer base eager for electric vehicles. Tesla has hit a remarkable milestone in China, selling an impressive 21,900 electric vehicles in just the first week of December. This marks the highest weekly sales figure for Tesla in the fourth quarter of 2024, according to Tesla China. The disclosure of these numbers is relatively rare, but highlights Tesla's strong performance in one of its crucial markets. This achievement follows a record-breaking November for Tesla, during which they sold over 73,000 vehicles in China. The Model Y, in particular, has been a standout success, maintaining its position as the best-selling passenger vehicle in China over the past year, with a staggering 556,000 units sold. In a bid to maintain its momentum and fend off competition from local rivals like BYD, Tesla has introduced a significant incentive for year-end buyers. They're offering a time-limited discount of 10,000 yuan, equivalent to $1,375.89, on outstanding loans for the Model Y. This move is part of Tesla's strategic effort to boost sales and attract more customers amidst a competitive market landscape. Tesla's impressive sales figures in China underscore the brand's growing influence and market share in the world's largest automotive market. As Tesla continues to innovate and expand its presence, these developments signal a promising future for the company in China and beyond. Tesla's stock is on the cusp of reaching an all-time high, driven by robust sales in China and positive feedback from analysts. Shares have surged 3.6% to $403.91 in early trading today, closing in on the record high of $409.97 set back in November 2021. This momentum is largely fueled by Tesla's strong performance in the Chinese market. With around 141,000 new vehicle registrations in China and 3 weeks still remaining in the fourth quarter, Tesla is on track to surpass its third quarter sales of 180,000 units in the region. China is a vital market for Tesla, contributing about 40% of its total volume, and this surge is a testament to its growing influence there. Wall Street analysts are taking note, with Morgan Stanley's Adam Jonas upgrading Tesla's price target to $400 from $310, marking it as his top pick with a buy rating. Similarly, Bank of America Securities has raised its target to $400 from $350 following a visit to Tesla's Austin Gigafactory, reflecting increased confidence in the company's prospects. Technological advancements are also grabbing attention. Tesla's full self-driving technology now requires intervention only once every 10,000 miles, which is a significant improvement over competitor Waymo's 17,000-mile metric. This progress is paving the way for Tesla's planned robo-taxi service launch in late 2025. Since the United States presidential election, Tesla's stock has jumped approximately 55%, with many investors seeing CEO Elon Musk's support of President-elect Donald Trump as an advantage, especially concerning federal standards for self-driving vehicles. The broader electric vehicle market context is fascinating, with electric vehicles accounting for over 30% of new car sales in China, compared to just about 8% in the United States. This highlights the strategic importance of Tesla's strong foothold in China. Current market valuations reflect high expectations for Tesla, trading at 116 times estimated 2025 earnings, which is significantly above market averages. Despite this, the average analyst price target is $267, well below current trading levels, highlighting a mix of optimism and caution among investors. Analysts at Bank of America believe Tesla is poised for growth in 2025 and beyond, pointing to potential margin enhancements from software revenue, premium connectivity, and charging services. Tesla's financial health remains robust, with over $33 billion in cash and investments reported at the end of the third quarter of 2024. Looking ahead, Tesla is expanding its product line with the Cybertruck production ramp-up and the anticipated release of the Model Q, a sub-$30,000 vehicle targeted for 2025. Vehicle delivery projections for 2025 indicate a growth of 20-30%, aligning with Elon Musk's visionary outlook. Tesla's global manufacturing capabilities, with facilities in Texas, Berlin, and Shanghai, are well-positioned to meet the increasing demand. The company is also progressing on its humanoid robot project, Optimus, with limited production expected to start next year and mass production slated for 2026. SpaceX fans, mark your calendars for an exciting event on Friday, December 13th. SpaceX is gearing up for another thrilling launch, this time from Kennedy Space Center's Pad 39A. The mission is set to launch the MPOWER-E satellites for SES, with a launch window between 3:55 p.m. and 6:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Whether you're a local or planning to visit, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. If you're in the Volusia County area, there are some fantastic spots to catch the launch. South New Smyrna Beach at the Canaveral National Seashore offers a beautiful view, along with its charming beach town vibe. Just remember, there might be parking fees. Or head over to Mary McLeod Bethune Beach Park, where you can enjoy amenities like picnic pavilions and a playground while waiting for the liftoff. Those in Oak Hill have several great viewing options, too. Consider Sunrise Park or the Goodrich's Seafood and Oyster House back deck for a unique perspective. For a more serene setting, the Seminole Rest National Historic Site offers a picturesque backdrop to witness the rocket's ascent. And do not forget, the Kennedy Space Center itself is a prime location to witness the power of a SpaceX launch up close. The anticipation builds as the rocket prepares to soar into the sky, carrying the latest technological marvels beyond our atmosphere. Remember, weather conditions can influence visibility, so keep an eye on the forecast to ensure the best possible viewing experience. And for those who cannot make it in person, live coverage will be available 90 minutes before liftoff at floridatoday.com/space, where you'll find up-to-the-minute updates and stunning visuals of the launch. Tesla has achieved a significant milestone in California, securing its position as the second highest-selling automaker in the state. This comes amidst a backdrop of rising electric vehicle market share, which has reached a record-breaking 23.7% in the third quarter of 2024. While Tesla's overall sales in California have seen a slight decline compared to the previous year, the brand remains a dominant force in the state's electric vehicle market. California's electric vehicle market is surging ahead of the broader United States market, with electric vehicles making up 22.2% of auto sales in the first three quarters of 2024. This is a stark contrast to the 7.9% share of the national market. Interestingly, nearly one-third of all electric vehicle sales in the United States are happening in California, highlighting the state's pivotal role in the nation's transition to electric mobility. Despite Tesla's impressive standing, the brand has experienced a 12% decrease in sales across the first 9 months of the year in California, according to the California New Car Dealers Association. This decline marks one of the more challenging trends in the state, even as the overall electric vehicle market continues to grow. Tesla's slight dip in sales is set against a landscape where hybrid vehicle sales have been climbing steadily, while plug-in hybrid sales have plateaued. The company is edging closer to Toyota, which currently holds the top spot in California's auto market, signaling that Tesla's competitive spirit remains undeterred despite the recent setbacks. As we look forward to the fourth quarter and beyond into 2025, the question remains, can Tesla regain its momentum and further close the gap with Toyota? The electric vehicle market in California is poised for continued growth, and Tesla's performance in this key region will be crucial in shaping its future trajectory. Tesla is once again in the legal spotlight, facing a lawsuit over a fatal crash involving its autopilot and full self-driving technology. This case, filed in California's Contra Costa Superior Court, involves the tragic death of Genesis Giovanni Mendoza Martinez. The incident occurred when Mendoza's Tesla Model S collided with a fire truck parked on a California interstate for traffic control. The lawsuit alleges that the autopilot system was engaged at the time of the crash, and that Tesla's marketing led Mendoza to believe the system was more capable than it actually is. The case has now been moved to the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, with Mendoza's family arguing that Tesla's advertising campaign misled drivers into overestimating the capabilities of autopilot and full self-driving. They claim that Tesla's portrayal of its vehicles as fully autonomous was a significant factor in the crash. This lawsuit echoes previous cases involving fatalities while using Tesla's self-driving features. Notably, it draws parallels to the 2019 death of Jeremy Banner and the 2016 death of Joshua Brown, both of whom were involved in crashes under similar circumstances. Each case raises questions about Tesla's responsibility and the actual capabilities of its self-driving technology. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration had previously investigated Tesla's autopilot for failing to detect emergency vehicles, leading to a recall and software update. However, Mendoza's family argues that these measures were insufficient, highlighting a persistent issue in Tesla's vision system that they believe contributed to Genesis Mendoza's death. Tesla has defended itself by asserting that autopilot and full self-driving systems functioned as intended, attributing the crash to external factors rather than any defect in their technology. Yet, the recurring nature of these incidents continues to spark debate over Tesla's accountability. Despite Tesla's legal victories in similar cases, where juries found no fault in the company's disclosures or technology, the Mendoza case presents another opportunity for the courts to scrutinize Tesla's marketing practices and technology claims. Whether this case will break Tesla's streak of legal defenses remains to be seen, but it underscores the ongoing controversy surrounding self-driving car safety. In a bold move, Elon Musk has stepped into the political arena once again, aligning himself with the Trump administration's ambitious plans to transform the United States government workforce. This initiative, part of the Save America agenda and Project 2025, advocates for the reallocation of government employees to the private sector to boost productivity and reduce federal spending. Musk, known for his forward-thinking approach and penchant for disruption, is pushing for a shift from what he describes as low to negative productivity jobs in government to high productivity jobs in the private sector. This statement has sparked a lively debate on the role of government employees and the potential impacts of such a transition. Musk's comments have not only reignited discussions about bureaucratic inefficiencies, but have also highlighted his belief in innovation-driven productivity. His remarks resonate with the broader Republican efforts led by figures like Vivek Ramaswamy, who recently met with GOP lawmakers to strategize on reducing bureaucratic redundancies and reallocating government workers. The meeting, held behind closed doors at the Capitol, underscores the Trump administration's focus on streamlining operations through the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, initiative. The DOGE initiative, a continuation of former President Donald Trump's vision to curb federal overreach, aims to reform government structures while cutting down on spending. This effort involves detailed plans and collaboration with influential figures like Musk, who brings his unique perspective on efficiency and economic growth. Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson has voiced strong support for these initiatives, emphasizing the need for a leaner government to enhance fiscal responsibility. While the goals are ambitious, the initiative has faced criticism regarding its feasibility and the potential for job displacement. Critics warn of the risks associated with transitioning government employees to private sector roles, pointing out potential skill mismatches and the cultural adjustments required. The challenge lies in implementing reforms that maintain a balance between efficiency and social responsibility, especially when cuts threaten essential services. Online reactions to Musk's comments and the DOGE initiative are divided. Supporters argue that the reforms are necessary to reward productivity and encourage private sector innovation, while critics caution against the social and economic fallout of workforce displacement. The debate reflects broader concerns about the balance between government accountability and the need for private sector efficiencies. As the Trump administration prepares to take office, the success of these reforms will depend on careful planning and stakeholder engagement. Musk's involvement brings a vision of innovation and streamlined productivity, yet the road ahead is fraught with practical challenges. The coming months will reveal whether these efforts can indeed transform the government workforce, leading to a more efficient and productive future. In a fascinating exchange on X, formerly known as Twitter, two tech giants, Google CEO Sundar Pichai and Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, engaged in a lively discussion about Google's latest breakthrough in quantum computing. Google's new quantum chip, Willow, was unveiled with much fanfare, boasting capabilities that significantly reduce errors and solve complex computations in mere minutes. The conversation between Pichai and Musk quickly captured the imagination of the tech community. Musk, known for his enthusiasm for groundbreaking technology, responded to Willow's announcement with a simple yet impactful wow. This succinct expression of awe was followed by Pichai's intriguing suggestion of potentially using SpaceX's Starship to create a quantum cluster in space. Musk's reply, "That will probably happen," not only acknowledged the feasibility of such an ambitious project, but also hinted at the exciting possibilities that could arise from the collaboration of Google's quantum computing expertise and SpaceX's space exploration technology. The idea of a quantum cluster in space adds a cosmic dimension to the ongoing advancements in tech, suggesting a future where the boundaries between Earth and space continue to blur. Their exchange also touched on the Kardashev scale, a method of measuring a civilization's level of technological advancement based on energy consumption. Musk remarked on humanity's current standing, suggesting that any self-respecting civilization should at least reach Kardashev Type 2. This comment underscores Musk's vision of pushing humanity towards greater technological heights. Pichai agreed, adding that scaling solar energy could provide a straightforward solution to global energy challenges. He pointed out the irony in seeking alternatives when the most obvious path is staring at our eyes, literally. This dialogue between two of the world's leading innovators highlights the synergy between quantum computing and sustainable energy solutions, paving the way for transformative advancements. The exchange quickly went viral, with social media users celebrating the unfiltered conversation between these tech titans. Comments ranged from excitement about the technological possibilities to concerns over the implications of quantum computing. Google's parent company, Alphabet, saw its stock price rise by about 5% following the announcement, marking its best trading day since late April. This interaction between Pichai and Musk not only showcases the potential of quantum computing, but also emphasizes the collaborative spirit that drives technological progress. As we look to the future, the fusion of quantum computing with space exploration could redefine the limits of what is possible, pushing the boundaries of innovation even further. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Also, for a full list of all our daily briefs, check out the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening and hope to catch you next time.